Hey guys, it's Seven with the Hard Time Strongman podcast, training up a better class of man. And today we are continuing on our medical series with sniffle season. As with all of our medical episodes, this is not medical advice. I am not your healthcare provider. I don't have the licensure. I don't know you, but I can't give my two cents on the matter. And with that being said, it is that time of year again. With fall and winter comes the sniffle season, also known as URI season, flu season, RSV season, respiratory season, whatever you want to call it. It's the time of year where everybody and their dog gets sick, typically, at least in the U.S., between October and April timeframe. And severity can range from as mild as the common cold to as severe as a bad bout of pneumonia. While the viruses that cause these infections can get you sick at any time during the year, they're more prevalent during these months. That's why it's, you know, at least in healthcare, you know, we gear up for it. We know it's sniffle season. We know everybody's going to be coming in with the same sort of stuff going on. And especially as a parent, you know that whether your kid's in sports or daycare or school, you know, everybody's going to get sick and everybody is going to pass that on to everybody else. So, touching on our more at-risk population. So these are people that you can expect to get the brunt of this season of these viruses and other bugs going around. The very young. So newborns out to 6 months of age, pregnant moms, the elderly, talking about 60 plus years old, the immunocompromised. So those with autoimmune diseases are chemo patients, cancer patients, anybody who is or our transplant patients, anybody who has a immune system that's already working overtime, those guys are going to get hit really hard. And those are a population with underlying medical conditions. So especially people with history of like COPD, which is chronic obstructive air or pulmonary disease, rather, our asthma patients, our smokers, people with lung cancer, heart disease, all that stuff. The big contenders, the big pathogens, the big bugs in the season is the common cold, the flu, RSV, along with strep and ear infections are tied together in the season. And consequently, those are going to be our focus for today. So the common cold. The common cold is an infection of the upper respiratory tract, which can also be called an upper respiratory infection. It is viral. It's caused by a virus. So that being said, it is self-limiting. The virus will do its work and then it'll be gone. It's not as easy as, you know, throwing somebody on an antibiotic and calling it good. They just kind of have to ride it out. Your symptoms will typically last, you know, a week or less. And you're looking at just the hallmark symptoms, nasal congestion, drainage, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, headache, body aches, fever. Complications that can arise with the common cold are ear infections, sinus infections, bronchiolitis or bronchitis. So bronchiolitis is infection of the small airway and bronchitis is the infection of large airways, or pneumonia, which is an infection of the lungs. The cause. So the common cold is typically caused by rhinovirus, parainfluenza virus, adenovirus, enterovirus, etc. Viruses. It's caused by viruses. It's spread by droplets or direct contact. So droplets, infected people spread infection through the water droplets when they cough or when they sneeze. So these very small droplets can be inhaled when we're breathing or just after touching an infected surface or a person. That being said, prevention, if you're around sick people, wear a mask. But as with anything, wash your hands and don't touch your face. I'm going to say this prevention wise for pretty much all of these. I'm going to say a lot. Because you can wear a mask to protect yourself from inhaling these droplets. You can avoid infected people or people you know who or sick. But if you don't have the habit of washing your hands and not touching your face, it doesn't matter what season you're in. You're going to get sick. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. All these are highways into your body where bugs can get in and make you sick. With infections, if you cut out the middleman, which is you, you're already doing better than the vast majority of the population. Because think about it, right? So droplet precautions. So washing your hands, because we're touching everything you're touching essentially is a fomite, is something that can, you know, hold those pathogens, hold those droplets, those things that get you sick. And then, so say you're at work, you're typing on your computer, you don't know who was at your computer before you were. You know, they could have been sick, they could have coughed, they could have touched a doorknob or something. You could have touched a doorknob or a book or paperwork or whatever, right? Went typing on your keyboard, and then you go and you, you know, scratch your nose. You just introduce pathogens from your keyboard to your nose. So two very simple habits that go a long way, no matter the season. Moving on. So the flu is a respiratory infection caused by the influenza virus. So symptoms pretty similar to the common cold. We have, you know, more of the hallmark fever and chills. You have cough, your nasal congestion, drainage, body aches, headache, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. So this is a much uglier bug. Your complications can be pneumonia, myocarditis, so inflammation of the heart, multi-organ failure, sepsis, not good things. caused by the influenza virus, which we already talked about. And with that, guys, bugs that are caused by a virus are self-limiting, right? So the virus does not intend to kill the host. That's not good for business, right? So the bug will get you sick, you recover, you're good to go. That's also why it's important to just ride out symptoms, right? You can't throw an antibiotic or throw an antibiotic at it and call it good. You've got to ride out. So things that help you ride out better, if you're physically active, if you have a good diet, if you're staying hydrated, all those good things. It is spread by droplets. So once again, infected people, you know, cough, sneeze, send out to the air. Those droplets get on doorknobs, on keyboards, on phones, and then people touch their face and they get sick. So prevention, wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't hang out with sick people. If you need to wear a mask, if you are in, you know, a setting, a school, healthcare setting, where people are coughing, sneezing all the time, then, you know, yeah, wear a mask. Helps protect you against droplets. RSV, so respiratory syncytial virus. So it is caused by the respiratory syncytial virus. Go figure. This one is more dangerous to our younger population and our older population. So symptoms: nasal congestion, drainage, sneezing, coughing, wheezing, decreased appetite, and fever. Complications can be bronchiolitis and pneumonia. With all these, especially here when we're talking about, you know, our babies, worsening symptoms, decrease in our I's and O's, our inputs and outputs. So, you know, if we have a decreased appetite, if we have less wet diapers, that kind of thing, difficulty breathing, these are all ER precautions. Get seen somewhere, you know, go to the ER, you know, get baby checked out, because those are not good signs. Also spread by droplets. As with all of these, wash your hands, don't touch your face, but especially with our little ones, try to avoid these super populated areas and sick people, for the love of all that is good. Don't let randos kiss or touch up on your baby, right? So in some cultures, you know, some people, you know, they're really handsy with babies, you know, they want love on babies. I get that, but you know, our younger population is so susceptible to RSV. You know, just take care of your babies. And moving out of the typical ones, we go into strep. So strep is caused by a bacterial infection of Streptococcus pyogenes, or group A Streptococcus. Fever. So some of these are more typical, some of these are more atypical, we'll talk about. So symptoms: fever, sore throat, painful swallowing, red or swollen tonsils, white patches or pus streaks on the tonsils, red spots in the roof of the mouth. With our younger and older population, sometimes you'll see more of like a headache or abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, that kind of thing. Complications: this can, you know, lead into ear infections, sinus infections, abscesses in the throat, or rheumatic fever. That's if it's, you know, been going for a good long while. But if you get strep, you're going to know that sore throat is a monster. And this is also spread through droplets, through direct contact. So, you know, this lives in the throat. So droplets, you know, by coughing or, you know, wherever else, that just sends it out into the air. It's, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Wash your hands, don't touch your face.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarters since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And to help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strong Men Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
And last one I have here is ear infections. So typically these are secondary to an upper respiratory infection. These can be viral or bacterial. And you're going to be dealing with fever, ear pain, obviously, fussiness or irritability in our younger ones, rubbing, pulling, tugging, digging in the ear, complications. So kiddo can have impaired hearing. They can have speech or developmental delays, damage to the eardrum. So because ear infections are typically a secondary infection, guidance for, you know, the spread of these is the same as everything else. It's droplet, it's, you know, direct contact. So these are typically, you know, following upper respiratory infections. So follow the same guidance as, you know, what we talked about before. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. If you're sick, stay away from the babies. And especially with our strep and with our ear infections, you know, when these are bacterial infections, take your antibiotics as described, because what's worse than in a, you know, a bacterial infection is a bacterial infection that is now, that's now adapted to the antibiotic that you were on and it's no longer effective. You know, it's a big no-no. So even if you're feeling better, continue to take your antibiotic until you're, you know, it's, you know, the prescription runs out. And then our too long, didn't read / our extras summary section. So on how the stuff spreads, when I say droplet, right? So like we talked about earlier, infected people spread infection through water droplets when they cough or sneeze. These droplets can be inhaled when breathing or ingested after touching an infected surface or person. Speaking of fomites. So fomite is an object that can carry an infection. So doorknobs, utensils, doors, windows, tables, cars, you know, film, like any object you can think about coughing on or sneezing on can be a fomite. And a vector is a living organism that carries disease. So your grandma, grandpa, your disgusting niece or nephew, that one kid at the park, your kids, your dog, you, your spouse, whoever, you know, whoever is currently sick at the time and is, who is spreading a pathogen. They are a vector. How not to get sick. Pro tips: wash your hands and don't touch your freaking face. Washing your hands eliminates fomites and prevents vectors passing on any pathogens. Not touching your face does the same thing. So, talked about, you know, those pathways into your body. So your eyes. So any muco, you know, any mucous membrane. Okay. So your ears. Your ears are, you know, going to lead directly into your, you know, into your body, right? Your eyes. Once again, that mucous membrane can go right in there. Your nose, obviously. Your mouth, obviously. So a great example. So I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. What does the 2-year-old and 5-year-old do every time that they, you know, cough or sneeze? Half the time they don't cover their cough, for one. But two, if they sneeze, they rack their arm or their hand across their nose and they just spread all that mucus crap all over their face. And then it's, oh, gross. So they, you know, wipe their pants or whatever they're playing with. It's, you know, kids are disgusting. And you have to think that when someone's sick and they're get all that mucus going on, they're coughing or whatever, all that is going to get you sick if you're, you know, if your immune system isn't up to par. So wash your hands, don't touch your face, start early, do it often, especially the touching the face part. That is so easy to avoid. And when to go to the ER. So we talked about this a little bit earlier, but when your symptoms get worse, if they go on for, you know, a week or more, if you have difficulty breathing, if you see a decrease in your inputs and outputs, so if you have decreased appetite, not drinking as much water, or your patient, if they're not going to pee as much, or you have less wet diapers, that's a problem. Especially the difficulty breathing, though, because, you know, pneumonia is something that can really sneak up on you. But once again, we're not giving medical advice here. I'm not your medical provider. If you're worried about you and yours, though, get seen somewhere. Use your gut. This is just a PSA. Just our 2 cents on the matter, because we are in respiratory season. And it also helps to eat good food, drink water, get physical exercise, touch grass, get acclimated to your environment, all the stuff that you should be doing already is going to help you not get sick. So guys, I know it was a little bit of a short episode today, but I want to talk about sniffle season because we're right in it. My clinic is getting slammed by, you know, sick kids every single day. So I know that y'all are probably getting slammed too at home, but just some, you know, simple things to help you out. But hope y'all are doing well. And until next time, for the Hard Time Shaman podcast, check up a bear class of man. Stay in the fight.
Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery of these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.